Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to continue talking about how the Father can use one person so dramatically and so powerfully. Turn me to Judges chapter 4. We'll pick up from yesterday. Judges chapter 4, verse 1. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Father when Ehud was dead. We talked about Ehud yesterday. And the Father sold them into the hand of Jabin, the king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Father, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidot, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel and Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Hallelujah. And she sent and called, in verse 6, Barak, the son of Abinoam of Kadesh Naphtali, and said to them, had not the Father commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun? And I will draw unto thee to the river Kazar and Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver them into your hand. See, she's telling Barak that go against Sisera, the Father will give you the victory. But verse 8, Barak said unto her, if thou will go with me, then I will go. But if thou will not go with me, then I will not go. Man, look at the power. Look at the power that she had with the Father. That Barak recognized the anointing in her. He went that anointing in the battle with her. And she said in verse 9, I will surely go with you, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thy honor, for the Father shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Deborah rose and went with him. Hallelujah. In verse 13, and Sisera, the enemy leader, gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river Gershon. And Deborah said unto Barak, up, this is the day in which the Father had delivered Sisera into your hand. Is not the Father gone out before you? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Father discomfited Sisera and his chariots, and they ran before Barak. Hallelujah. Now Sisera, the enemy king, went into a tent of a lady by the name of Jael, and he was hiding out there. In verse 18, and Jael went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, turn in, she was saying to the leader, turn in to me, tarry not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said, give me something, a little water to drink, I'm thirsty. And she gave him something to drink, and he fell asleep. And what she did, she put this big nail right through the center of his head and nailed him right to the ground. And sure enough, what Deborah said, the woman got credit for the victory, Sisera, killing Sisera. Jael was the woman. Look how the Father used that one woman to bring victory. Hallelujah. It's just incredible. Go with me to the book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. We want to talk, again, we're talking about how the Father can use one person. Hallelujah. In such a mighty way. Acts chapter 9, verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Father, went into the high priest and desired him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of his way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined about him a light from heaven. See, maybe somebody's coming against you, but suddenly the Father can move and knock him or her off his horse. I'm not saying kill him, but really humble them. Hallelujah. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he asked him who he was. He said, I'm Yeshua, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Yeshua, what will thou have me to do? And Yeshua said to him, arise, go into the city, and shall be told thee what thou must do. Hallelujah. And then the father appeared to Ananias and said, I want you to lay hands on Saul. And Ananias is somebody that the father really used and to minister to Saul. And look what happened with Saul. Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. So Ananias was really used by the father too. In verse 15, but he was a little doubtful about laying hands on Saul. But in verse 15, but Yeshua said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel. For I show him great things he must suffer for my name's sake. The first thing he showed Paul about his ministry, how he had to suffer for Yeshua. So Paul was not surprised when the task came. Hallelujah. In verse 17, Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, Yeshua that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest had sent me that would be receive thy sight and be filled with the Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes that had been scales and received sight for with and rose and was baptized. And he started ministering to in the synagogues, and the enemy wanted to kill him. But his friends let him down in a basket from the gates of Damascus. In verse 29, and he spoke boldly in the name of Yeshua and the spirit among the Grecians, but they went to slay him. And when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him back to Tarsus, and then the church had rest. They sent him back home because the enemy was all stirred up and wanted to kill him. They said, it's better to send him back home. Hallelujah. And that was divine direction. It's such a powerful message that he had. So where the father brought him from a doubter to a believer. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 19. Hallelujah. Starting in verse 11. And the father wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. And diseases departed from men. And evil spirits went out of them. And certain of the vagabond Jews wanted to cast out the evil spirits in the name of Yeshua, by whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva in verse 14, which did so. And the evil spirits in verse 15 said, I know Yeshua and I know Paul, but who are you? Look at Paul to be mentioned in the same sentence as Yeshua. Look at the devil knew his name. One of the greatest blessings you could have is the devil knows your name. He's afraid of you. On my website, henrywalker.org, I have about 5 messages on earned authority, and it's all about Paul and his epistle, study his epistle, because he had this authority. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. In verse 16, and a man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this is known to all the Jews and Greeks. And fear fell on them all, and the name Yeshua was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds in verse 18. Many of them also which used curious brought the books together and burnt them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily good word of the Father prevailed. Hallelujah. And then, you know, Paul got arrested and he appealed to Caesar, and now he's on a boat going to Rome. Hallelujah. He could have been released, but he said, I need to go to Rome. And the father said he needs to go. Go with me before I go to go to Acts chapter 20. I just want to show the attitude that Paul had. Acts chapter 20. Paul said in verse 20, and now I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I have showed you, and I've taught you publicly, and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and to the Greeks, repentance towards the Father, and faith towards Yeshua. Now behold, I go in the spirit, bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, say that the spirit witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count my life dear to myself, that I might finish my course. Not somebody else's course, my course. Don't pattern your life after anybody else's ministry, but Yeshua's. And I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I received of Yeshua to testify the gospel of the grace of the Father. And that's all he wanted to do. And it was a prophet, Agabus, that tried to talk him out of going to Jerusalem. But in chapter 22, verse 10, and he said, "What shall I do, Yeshua?" And Yeshua said, "Arise and go into Damascus, and there shall be told thee the things which are appointed to thee to do." Hallelujah. And then, in verse 11, chapter 23, "And the night fall, Yeshua stood by him and said, 'Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified to me in Jerusalem, you must also bear witness to Rome.'" He had to go to Rome. Hallelujah. And you know what happened in Rome. The Father used him mildly, but before Rome, there was a hurricane. But I will pick up that tomorrow, talking about Paul and that hurricane and how he went to Melita. Had he, a snake tried to bite him, didn't hurt him. And how he got to Rome. But put your hand on the radio right now. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Father, I thank you for the people out there, Father. Father, help us all to turn our flesh over to you on a daily basis. And for you to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. We want to be used by you mightily. What you can do with one person. And I'm raising my hand right now saying, Father, here I am, send me. And I pray that other people out there are doing the same, Father. But there's people that need healing and deliverance. And I speak the word to be free, to be set free, to be healed in the name of Yeshua. Receive your miracle right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I want to tell you some more about a ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, and I've written three books, one called Seasons, talks about the feast days of Yeshua, and my book, Noon, talks about the different months of the year on his calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and how things that he did in the Word on those months, he wants to repeat on those months, and how the certain hours of the day when the Father did things recorded in the Word, he wants to repeat those on those hours, and you can go to my webpage at henrywalker.org and click on Biblical Calendar. You see when each month begins and ends up to the 2020 on the Hebrew and the Gregorian calendar, and when each feast day begins and ends up to the 2020. It really helps us so much. And make sure you get the Noon, the second edition. And my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. Now, you can get all these books by going to tapepublishing.com, but we want to offer these books at the cost. We're not going to make any money on it. We want to give it to you as so a seed into your life, and so to you at cost, which is only like $5 for each of these books. And if you have no money, then just, we'll just send you the books. We just want to help you and get this into your hands in these last days. They're powerful weapons to help you. And again, you can call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677, and we'll get these books out to you. Hallelujah. And also, if you're in the Bahamas and you need prayer, this radio broadcast goes to the Bahamas, just go to my website, henrywalker.org, click on contact, email me your name and your telephone number, and I'll call you back and I'll pray for you. But make sure before you ask for prayer, that you do want to turn your flesh over to the Holy Spirit, holding nothing back, and allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. Do that, and then I can pray for you. Remember, the Father's not a sugar daddy. He's not just going to bless you because he loves you. He wants to have total access to every part of your being. And so, again, you can call me. You can call me at 772-801-3677 if you want these books. And if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, just make it out to New Life Revival, and the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. And don't forget, our broadcast on 7:15 in the morning, 7:15 at night, just repeated. And if we need to go to a prior broadcast, go to WCNO and click on demand and go back to a date of my broadcast. Now, remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Wilkins saying, "Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world."
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug All Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house?